We're at Tokyo Station. We're going to play a 96-hour game of Capture the Flag across Japan, but it's 7 a.m., so we got to go, go, go.
No, let's go, Scotty. Oh, my God.
Okay, we have to go make our plan, but we're going to cut to the sequence that explains the rules now.
Okay, the goal of this game is simple. Capture your opponent's flag and return it to your territory without getting caught. The game will be played in 3 rounds. The first in Tokyo, the second across this region, and the third across the whole country. Right now, at the start of round 1, both teams are at Tokyo Station. The area around here is a neutral zone where players are safe. But the rest of Tokyo has been split down the middle. This is me and my partner Scotty's territory, and this is our opponent's Ben and Adam's territory. In each territory is a flag, which in this game is a randomly selected item in a randomly selected vending machine. In this round, the flag Scotty and I are trying to capture is the 3rd item in this kimchi vending machine here, and the flag Ben and Adam are trying to capture is the 5th item in this juice vending machine here. But it won't be easy. All players have trackers on them, and if they get tagged by an opponent while in enemy territory, they'll be sent back to Tokyo Station to wait out a 30-minute jail period. So now it's up to teams to figure out, how do they navigate Japan's famously complicated rail network to get their opponent's flag and get back, all while evading their opponents?
So okay. I think the first thing we got to do is just head into offensive territory.
So we should figure out basically maybe what the most efficient route to the kimchi flag is.
That sounds like a good plan.
What if they follow us, though?
Okay. Okay. So we're here. So, okay.
We think that if we send one person immediately to go defend our flag, and one person immediately to go attack, that's probably the best solution.
Hopefully they're going to go together to attack, and then you are going to go and start making progress towards their flag.
Yeah, and if you can buy me enough time to get there and back, right, then we'll have this round locked down.
I don't think that it's going to be very easy to catch anybody in Tokyo.
Yeah.
So I think from a strategy perspective, we just book it.
Yeah, I think you're right. So I think we want to get on the UNO Tokyo line.
Okay.
Because that takes us south to, like, Yokohama, where our flag is.
So I need to get on the UNO Tokyo line. There's one in 6 minutes, and it's purple. So let's figure that out. UNO. Let's have to... Kiwa. Okay. I can't seem to figure out which direction to go.
So I think we're just taking this for about 10 minutes or so.
Yep.
I'm just going to get on this and see what happens.
What would we want to do if he follows us?
We just continue with the plan.
Bring on a wild goose chase?
Yeah. Not feeling too threatened by the chasing right now.
So time to figure out if I went the right way. Went the wrong way. Okay. Not great.
It's confusing because everything is in Japanese.
Oh.
I don't know what any of this means. Platform 3. Is this the right train?
Yes.
I think... No, I don't know. No, this isn't right. It's a different blue line.
Okay, so after that train, I have 40 coins.
Okay.
So I'm pretty much out. But of course, we're going to do a challenge to Shinigami, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Even though we haven't made it to the flag yet, we have to get off our train now because we're running out of coins. You see, in order to travel in enemy territory, we need to pay for transportation using coins. It costs 50 coins to go 1 mile, and all players started the game with 250 coins each. If we want to earn more, which we'll need to if we want to make it to the enemy flag and back, we need to complete a challenge pulled at random from this challenge deck. The trouble is, challenges can only be done while in enemy territory, and if your opponents tag you at any point, they'll steal all the coins in your bank. Also, if we can't complete the challenge, we'll have to veto it, which means we won't be allowed to take any form of transportation for 30 minutes. The good news is, Scotty and I are traveling together, which is a huge advantage. You see, if we do a challenge together, we both earn the reward, But if we get on a train together, only one of us needs to pay for it, which means that by traveling and doing challenges together, we can pretty much move twice as fast.
Okay, so I'm going to shuffle real quick, pull a card, and let's decide whether or not to get back on this train. Play sake pong.
Play sake pong. Fill a cup with a diameter of 4 inches or fewer with sake. In 5 or fewer attempts, throw a ball into the cup from a distance of 6 feet. You may place the cup at any height. The ball may be makeshift. If you do not succeed, this challenge is automatically vetoed. If you are attempting this challenge as a team, you must alternate attempts.
We'll need to buy stuff for that. Let's do that here. I know where to go.
Hey, buddy, I went the wrong way. Yep. Okay. Sorry. Oh, no. I have to wait 9 minutes for the next train. Well, I really hope that it's taking Sam and Scotty a while to do their challenge.
All right. We're in it.
I'm excited.
Who are you?
I'm Scotty. I run a channel called Strange Parts.
It's nice to meet you, Scotty.
Yeah. It's good to hang out.
Do you want
to
be a team?
I would love to be a team. Okay, we want to go up. I just don't know if it's open. It does not look open.
Oh, man.
We are too early on a Sunday.
Can you go down onto the street?
I don't love wandering around this station endlessly.
Okay, I need to get on the Sobu line. I think I found the right line. Oh, God. I found the train, but it's too late to now. Tell me to take a different one. Tell me to take on the green line. The Yamanote line. I don't know what any of these are. Okay. I don't know what that means.
Okay, I'm getting on the train. Okay, I'm getting on the train.
All right, we're on our way. So there's the beer.
Okay, so there's definitely beer.
Oh, I think I see sake.
There's wine.
Is this sake? Yeah, here we go.
Sake. Okay, sake. We gotta find cups. That's what I'm more worried about.
Yeah.
Here. There are coffee cups.
Oh, perfect. So we're good.
Okay. Adam is headed back in our direction. And Ben is headed looking towards the flag.
I've made it to Kinsicho. I've spent 200 of my 250 starting balance to get here, which means I'm pretty much out of coins, which means that it's time to pull a challenge. And hopefully it'll be one that can get me quite a bit further into their territory towards their flag. So let's do that now. A little shuffle. And then we're going to pull our first card, which is Stalk a Bird.
Stalk a Bird. You must have a single bird on camera continuously for 5 minutes. If you ever lose sight of the bird or have to cut, you have to start over. The bird must be alive and may not be caged.
Let's go find a bird.
Let's go down to the street out of the view of the ticket booth. Because I don't think they're going to love this.
For good luck. Oh, delightful. All right. So do you think you... I'm not confident in my throw. Do you want to do this?
I'm not particularly confident either. I can try. Okay. Ready?
Yep. Oh, that was close.
It was really close.
Oh, I see a bird. Okay, hold on. Okay, start the timer. Got the bird right there. Okay, don't... Go away, bird. Oh, man, I do not love this. My hand-eye coordination is not awesome.
Maybe take the glasses off. Slow down and breathe.
Do you think underhand or overhand?
I did it overhand, but it's up to you.
See, that's...
Oh!
So we got two more, right?
Okay, that was three. We got two more.
I do not have a great feeling about this.
don't like how much energy this bird has. It's kind of hopping around. I kind of want it to, like, doze off. No, don't hop around. Don't do that. Okay, now it's up there. Now it's up there. Chill, chill. Okay, that bird took off, but that was not the... Oh, mother... Oh, no. Okay. Oh, I can still see its tail.
Oh, no.
No pressure. For all the money. Ready?
Go for it. Oh, God.
Okay, that sucks.
That sucks. Okay, so it's 7:49. 7:49 is when our veto period starts.
Okay.
So
you know the other thing that sucks?
Yeah.
There are no trash cans in Tokyo.
Yeah.
And now we are cursed with a cup full of sake.
Drink it. Bottoms up.
I don't want to drink sake at 7 o'clock in the morning, but you are welcome to.
After that, I definitely want to drink sake at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Well done.
Want to just give up?
Do not move, bird. To stay put for another minute. Please, bird. Please. I look so crazy. 10 seconds. Bird, just stay there. Oh, no. Stop moving around. 4 seconds. Come on, bird. Okay. We got it. Challenge complete.
Ben is off for it. So I think, pretty much, I think we have to go on the defensive now.
Yep. Because we have 30 minutes before we can do that.
Yes. But I think our tactic needs to be, we tag the runner, reset it back to essentially where we started.
Yep. I think we have to do that.
I don't think we have another option.
No, I don't think we do.
So I've done the math. It's going to take about 1,100 coins for me to get from here to their flag. And I only have 800. So we're going to have to do a challenge before we get to the flag regardless. So I'm going to pull another challenge right here.
Give them a... It's hard to shuffle cards with one hand. What? 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 Okay.
Pull our next challenge. Become Totoro.
Become Totoro. At a bus stop, stand holding an open umbrella above your head and smiling for 5 minutes.
We are near a mall, so I should be able to buy an umbrella. That man has an umbrella. I can't steal his umbrella. Okay. And here, there's like a couple little stores. Oh, I see umbrellas. Oh, let's go.
Oh, there we go. Okay, so we're going on full defensive. Ben seems to have stopped.
Yeah, so I imagine he's
waiting
a
while. I would imagine that too. Hopefully he's suffering as much as we are.
I look crazy again.
It's nice to have a little break this early.
It is. I'm sweating bullets. Sam's getting drunk in the meantime.
Not a challenge.
Not a challenge.
There's no rule against it though.
That is true.
Bottoms up.
I saw this. I'd be really scared. This is a really scary thing that I'm doing.
Okay.
Oh, that was my bad. I don't understand why Adam is just hanging out in Tokyo Station.
Maybe he's waiting for us. Wait, that wouldn't make sense. He's
like,
must be waiting for
us. Oh, no, he's not hanging. He's coming for us.
Oh. Should we go on foot? What if we just walk north to, like, the next stop? Man, that sake is actually kind of strong. All right, go for a little walkie walk.
Let's do it.
Let's go for a little walkie walk, Scotty.
Okay. All right, we're going the right way this time.
Hello?
Hey there. Just a quick update. They've been at a train station for quite a while. I'm wondering if maybe they had to veto a challenge. And if it might be worth it for me to stop there. I'm just wondering. I'm going to be at that station soon.
You think maybe you should go for them?
I mean, maybe. But I guess actually, no, never mind. Because if they had vetoed, they wouldn't have any coins to steal, so it's hardly worth it.
Yeah, just take this opportunity. Take this opportunity just to get ahead of them.
Okay, okay. Okay, sounds good. Good luck.
He has continued past that station.
What? Do you think he's going to the flag? Oh, that's interesting.
I do think he's going to the flag.
Interesting.
I think he's probably right about now regretting his decision to continue.
Yeah, that does. I mean, he doesn't know that we vetoed. But
he does
that's
not.
Not the right move in this situation.
It is not the right move. Okay, so I think we should be wandering back towards the station now.
It's crazy how, like, it looks so Japanese.
It does look very Japanese.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, yeah, so we want the Yokosuka line. There's one at 8:27, which is about 8 minutes after our period ends.
Okay.
Vito period.
Don't love that.
Not amazing. Let me see if there's another option.
Okay.
There is not another option. So the I guess the only question is, will Ben escape from wherever he is right now before we get there?
Yep.
And we'll see.
Unblurry. Get unblurry. Get unblurry.
We
need to get on this train. This train is going to take me very close to their flag.
Okay, here we go.
Ooh, Ben is moving.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, so I guess we just want to keep on this until pretty much the flag.
It looks like Adam is at the flag now.
Wow. Good luck, dude.
I think
he's about to figure out exactly what has happened.
Okay, so I'm now in Issei Zaikicho, which is where their flag is, but seemingly that's useless right now because they're not here. So, I don't know. Should I go back? Or should I just stay here as a deterrent? No, they're moving forward. They're definitely back in their territory. They're squarely on defense now. So, I don't really know what to do with that.
Okay.
So I'm almost to their flag. It's only like 10 minutes from here. But it looks like Scotty and Sam are both coming after me. So I'm going to call Adam and have him find me some kind of escape route, because if they can get into position before I can get that flag, then, it won't be good for me.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, so it looks like Scotty and Sam are coming after me.
Yeah, yeah, it does seem that way.
So I'm like 10 minutes from the flag. I can just run there. I'm just going to sprint there.
Okay, great.
But I need
the
escape route.
They're like 50 minutes from the flag, so you have a solid margin.
Okay. Okay, I need an escape route, and I need more coins, so I'm going to pull a challenge right now.
Okay.
Okay, it's translate this card.
Decode this card. You may use your phone to help you decode this challenge, but you may not take a photo of this card or use image translating tools. You may not ask others for help.
Okay, I can't help you.
Yeah, because I can't take a photo of the card. Oh, we'll see what we can do.
Okay. I'm gonna find
you
an escape route, okay?
Yeah, look for escape routes.
Okay. All right, I'll call you when I find one. Bye. Okay, let's take a look here. Okay, so going out north feels like a risk. They're coming from north. So even though there are two ways out north, they're probably going to split up and take them. Oh, he can go south. Oh my God. He can go south.
All right, I'm on my way to their flag. I'm pretty close. Wait, hold on. Adam's calling me. Hello?
Okay, I found you something really good. So
great.
What you're going to want to do is don't go back to Tokyo. You can go south.
Don't go back to Tokyo.
You can go south around Tokyo Bay and cross the midpoint from the bottom. Does that make sense?
Cross the midpoint from the bottom. Yeah, that makes sense. I think I know what you mean.
Okay, like, I'm going like to send Chiba? You a screenshot. All you need is 750 coins.
Okay, well, that's how much this one is.
Okay, great.
All right. Gotta go, because I gotta use the map.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess I'm gonna hang out here.
I am starting to get worried, because Ben is getting pretty close to the flag. The flag's down here, like, in the corner. What are his options out of there?
So, I mean, he has a few.
Well, Sam, look at this. What if he just continues on? What if he just continues on down here? That's a problem.
But then he can never... Oh.
So I wonder if we send one person past him.
Oh, that is bad. I did not know about that.
Yeah.
This little thing down here, that is a massive strategic advantage for them.
Yes.
Yeah, so one of us should keep going.
Okay. He's definitely going after the flag now. This is going to be very close.
All right, for Miss Chiba. So we're both getting off because there's no way you can get back in 4 minutes.
Okay, I've made it to the vending machine. I just need to get the fifth item, which is this. So it takes 1,000 yen. Okay. And now? Okay. I got the flag. Now, I just gotta get back to our territory without getting caught. How am I going to do that?
Hey.
Okay, Adam, I've got the flag.
Okay.
So
they're pretty much there, I think.
Okay, they're there.
They're at Chiba Station. So, I mean,
is there any way out that's not through Chiba Station? I could try to go through Chiba Station and avoid them, but
so there's Chiba Station, but then there's Han Chiba Station.
Han.
And you can just go, Chiba. You can go from Han Chiba instead.
There's like a monorail right on top of me.
Okay, that could be good.
Okay, I'm gonna get on this monorail, and that takes me pretty close.
So, that's like the something-something monorail.
Okay.
So if he does get on that, we should get as quickly as possible within this station to that monorail.
Does that go through here?
It goes through here, but like, see, like there?
Yep.
Here we go.
Yeah, I think that's what he's doing.
Think he's going to monorail?
I do. Let's go find the monorail.
Yes. There, monorail exit, central gate. I think we should maybe split up.
We're just going to see what we can do here. There's no perfect strategy.
No perfect one. Okay.
But hey, look, we got the flag at least.
Hey, that's good.
All right, I gotta go. I'm gonna get on this monorail.
All right, so the plan is I'm gonna go on foot to this other station where Ben could maybe slip out of. It looks like he might. Oh, man. It looks like he's getting on that monorail. Okay, let me call Scotty.
Okay, here. Down, only up. That way.
All right, I think I'm in the right spot.
Hey, Sam.
Hey. So now his tractor's showing all the way to the monorail station.
Yep.
Do you maybe want to get on the monorail towards that way to go to the other terminus?
I was just going to get on the same monorail as him. All right, there's one arriving on the other platform. Okay.
Maybe I need to go to Chiba to cut him off from the south.
Okay, I'm going to try and book it. There's just one arriving on the other side. Trying to make
so
that
you
one.
You can flank him on the south. I'll flank him on the north.
So here's our plan. Right now, Scotty and I are both pretty close to Ben. In this game, we're using photo tags. All we need to do to tag him is get a clear shot of him on camera. But there's a small safe zone around the flag. Defenders can't walk into it, and attackers can't do challenges in it. We are allowed to transit through the safe zone, but we aren't allowed to get off our train in the zone to go after Ben. So instead, we need to cut off all his possible exits outside the safe zone. Scotty's going to take the monorail through the safe zone to Hanchiba, blocking his way south, and I'm going to go on foot here, protecting both stations that can take him north, Chiba and Chiba Minato. Theoretically, that will trap him. That is, so long as Scotty can get on the monorail to Hanchiba before Ben.
I'm trying to make it.
So you're taking it towards Japan, Chome, right?
Yes. I gotta hang up. I'll talk to you in a sec. Okay. Okay, the monorail will be here in 3 minutes. Okay, we're close to him now. One more stop away. Oh, this is getting exciting. We have a chance here, I feel like. Here we go. We'll see if you see him on the platform. Hey, the monorail's arriving right now.
They've split up. Scotty is coming after you, but I don't know by what means he is, but he's, oh,
Okay, here it is. I think it's going to be on this side.
No, Ben, don't get on. I think he's on the monorail.
You think he's on the monorail?
Scotty's on the monorail.
Oh, my God. Okay, I got to get out of here.
Get out of there. Scotty's on the monorail.
Okay. I can't actually get off, but we can spot him. Haven't seen him yet.
He was definitely on the monorail.
He's right here. I'm right on top of him. Is he here? Didn't see him. He must be down below. Very interesting.
Ben, you're good. You're good. My God. You're good. He kept going.
Okay.
He went past you.
Okay.
Okay, we got to figure out a way out of here, though, because he's about to go station himself at Hanchiba.
So the next stop is the one I can get off at the end of the line. So I think we'll then try and pinch him. I don't know. It's going to be a little tricky. Well, now we play the waiting game. So, Ben, it's down to you. Make your next move. We're ready.
Since we're in a bit of a stalemate here, I'm going to just complete my challenge, which I think I should be able to do pretty quickly. So I found a website that lets me, like, draw Japanese symbols, and so hopefully I can translate it this way. I'm not very good at drawing. And then there's, like, a little house down below. Oh, God, I hope it knows what I'm trying to do. Wither. No, we're just going to move on. Uh-oh. This might mean tree or wood. Humanity might mean virtue. I'm just going to try and get all the simple ones and see if I can piece it together.
Ben is now out of the neutral zone, but he's far enough away from here and close enough to the neutral zone that if I go after him right now, he could pop back in pretty immediately. So I don't think that's the right move. I think I want to maybe hang out on this intersection to see what he does.
So we're playing a bit of a game of chicken right now. Scotty and Sam are posted up in kind of like my two main escape routes. And to make matters worse, I'm pretty sure that the challenge I pulled, I can't actually do. So that's fun. So I have to veto it. I don't think that they'll come for me. Like, I think I'll be safe. But I don't know what I'm going to do after that.
I don't know what Ben is doing. He might be doing a challenge. I think I'm going to go up to the next station. Put some pressure on him.
Okay, man, he's only like 2 blocks away right now, but he's still so close to the neutral zone. I feel like if I get any closer, he's just going to
He's just gonna run back into it.
Okay, there's a train arriving. I'm gonna let Sam know.
Hey,
I'm going to Chiba Chuo because he's just hanging out outside the station.
I think that makes sense. Apply more pressure.
Okay, get on the train now. I'll call you when I go.
Yeah, but I think I'm going to stay at the intersection of the mat because I don't want him to retreat back into the neutral zone, and I think if I go any closer, he's going to.
Okay, I'll talk to you in a sec.
Okay, he's still in the same spot. No movement.
That's it.
Oh, there's a map error.
Oh, crap. Did I get on a...
Oh, no. I think I got on a limited... Oh, this is a huge problem. This is a huge, huge problem.
Okay, so here's the problem. Scotty thought he was getting on a train that was going to stop here at Chiba Chuo, where he'd be right on top of Ben. But this train doesn't stop at Chiba Chuo. It goes all the way back to Chiba. That means the south escape route is now wide open. If Ben realizes what happened and gets on a train at Chiba Chuo before we catch him, he'd be able to slip right past us.
Oh, no. I got on a limited stop. It didn't stop there.
I think Scotty might have accidentally overshot Chiba Chuo. All right, I'm going to pick up the pace. Apply pressure. I think Scotty might have messed up a little bit. Yeah, because he's back at Chiba. All right, I don't want Ben to get away.
Wait, Sam's moving.
Oh,
okay. Seemingly, he has decided to end the game of chicken. He's going after Ben. I'm gonna call him. Come on, Ben, pick up. Sam's after you. Pick up.
According to this, Ben hasn't moved, which doesn't make sense. So, I'm just going fast to see if I can get him before he realizes.
Okay, I just looked at the map, and Scotty's actually, like, really, 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 really close. No, I don't see him. So, I'm gonna get back into the safe zone. No, actually, if I go back in the safe zone, then I won't be counting down my veto period, and I need to do that. So we're going to go on that eight. We're going to go hide.
Hey, you went to Chiba? No worries. I figured it out. I'm going after Ben so he can't get back to Chiba Chuo. Given that.
Oh, freaking garage. I just have to get somewhere. You wouldn't expect.
He's over here. He's definitely over here. I can get him. He's somewhere over here. Benjamin Doyle! Oh, good game. Ooh, that looks nice.
Here's your flag.
Scotty, I have a message from someone.
Hi, Scotty. I'm about to take a sip of the flag. Oh, it's delightful.
Hello. Welcome to our zone.
Yes.
Welcome to our land in the north.
Very hospitable.
With Ben caught, he has to head back to Tokyo Station to wait out his jail period, which also happens to be the same direction we want to go in order to get back on the offensive and make another run at the flag.
Bye, Ben. Good luck, gents. You're gonna need it.
Okay, see ya.
All right.
So we just passed Tokyo Station and we're headed back to Shinagawa. We started this morning to do essentially the same thing again, hopefully with an easier challenge.
Basically what we're saying is everything that you've watched so far is worthless.
If you want to see an episode that actually matters, make sure to come back for episode 2, because in that, you get to see who wins round 1, and you can watch episode 2 right now on Nebula.
Nebula is also home to The Layover, which is our after-show podcast where we recap each episode with Scotty. We talk through our strategy in more depth. We go into the rules in a little bit more depth, give you behind-the-scenes stuff that we cut. It's a fun time, and it's only available on Nebula.
It comes out every week, and like tens of thousands of people are listening to it because it's so good.
Pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
And Nebula's got, you know, a massive catalog of other originals from other creators that you already know and love. It's actually like one of my most used streaming sites, and I don't even watch Jetlag. I spent this whole...
You've never seen it.
No, I've never seen it. I hear it's good. Yeah. But I spent this whole trip watching Modern Conflicts by Real Life Lore, who was our guest on season 2, and I just had it downloaded on my phone and watched it the whole time. It's a great deal, and it's also a great deal for the creators.
Yeah, and what's cool about it is there's actually a ton of people, around 100,000 people watch Jetlag early on there every single week. So there's a huge community of people discussing and watching the episodes and doing fan art and memes and stuff all 1 week early. So it's kind of the best Jetlag viewing experience, especially, given the podcast and everything. Yeah, the cool thing about Nebula is it was actually co-founded by myself and a bunch of my creator friends. We got together and we basically wanted to make a streaming site that was a better experience for the audience and a better experience for the creators, like the best of both worlds. And part of what does that is for the audience, it's ad-free, there's no algorithms getting in the way, and there's all sorts of exclusive content and early content. And then for the creator, there's a lot of benefits. Like, for example, we actually get a portion of the subscription fee of people who sign up using our link forever. So that gives us stable recurring monthly revenue that we can reinvest in the show and make it bigger and better. So if you want to sign up, click the button somewhere on screen or go to nebula.com. Or in this description or nebula.tv/jetlag. That'll actually get you $20 off an annual subscription. So go to nebula.tv/jetlag. Go to nebula.tv/jetlag to sign up, and thank you in advance for your support.